1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado has a new fentanyl law on the books, passed by lawmakers in the final hours of the legislative session. The law makes it a felony to possess any amount of the drug. It also gives a person charged a chance to prove they had no idea they had purchased fentanyl. Two homes damaged in a fire that caused road closures and evacuations at and around Thunder Mountain Elementary School. One house was fully involved when Grand Junction fire crews arrived around 3:20 yesterday afternoon. By 6 o'clock, roads in the area were reopening and firefighters remaining in the area to make sure the fire didn't rekindle. No word on damage or injuries. A 30-year-old Montrose County cold case is back on the front burner with the identity of remains found in 1994. Until now, the remains were known only as Windy Point Jane Doe, the location where a skull was found. According to the Montrose Press, forensic genetic genealogy led to the identification of 45-year-old Susan Hopps, who went missing in Washington State in 1993. Investigators believe Hopps was the victim of a homicide, and their work is continuing. No new information in the murders of newlywed couple Kyleen Schulte and Crystal Beck Turner outside Moab last summer. The Grand County, Utah Sheriff's Office releasing the name of a suspect, Adam Pinkowitz. Pinkowitz worked at the same McDonald's as Turner. They say he left the state after the murders and committed suicide. Who's in charge at the Mesa County Clerk's Office? The Elections Division is being headed up by Brandy Bance. Clerk Tina Peters is barred from that division. The Daily Sentinel, though, says there are still questions about other divisions. County commissioners telling the paper they're relying heavily on the senior leadership and staff in the office. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.